Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Take a Break with Sophia. I'm your wellness educator who believes that everyone deserves to have magic in their life. So I'm wondering, do you guys remember that movie, Jerry Maguire? There was a famous line, "You complete me." It was romantic, and many people in years that passed wanted to hear those words. There's no one else that can complete you. The person you're with should be able to compliment you. You're the only one who can actually complete yourself. So what I wanted to go into was sharing with you 5 signs that maybe you're looking outside of yourself to be completed. So you tell your significant other that you love them. But the reason that you really said that you love them is because you want them to say it back to you. Or you need constant reassurance or validation from your significant other. For example, every day you're asking, "Do you still love me? Are you going to leave me?" You ask these questions because you just need them to say, "Yes, I still love you. No, I'm not going to leave you." Third, you require your partner to read your mind. You say something like, "If you loved me, you'd know what I want," instead of directly asking for what you want or stating what your needs are. And maybe you get angry when your expectations are not met, when you never actually let your partner know what your expectations were. And the fifth way is putting the needs and wants of your partner ahead of your own and forgetting that your needs are important too. Can any of you guys relate to that? Well, if so, here are 5 ways to become more of a whole person and filling up from within. The first thing you want to do is to love yourself unconditionally so that you can love someone else. The second thing is recognize when you've accomplished something important and then give yourself a pat on the back. Acknowledge how you're feeling and just really take time out to feel those feelings. Find something to be grateful about every day. It doesn't have to be something big. It can be anything. And when life hands you lemons, ask, what now? The possibilities are endless. You could have lemonade. You could have lemon chicken. You could make lemon pie. You get the idea. So just remember that the most important and most romantic thing that you can actually do for yourself is saying, "I complete me." Do we have anyone on the line that has questions?
Hi, this is Jennifer. What would you say is step number one of figuring out, you know, if you're missing something or what the first thing you would do or who you would contact?
I'm sorry, can you please repeat the question?
Hello, can you hear me? This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer, yes. Can you repeat your question, please?
What would step number one be on knowing, you know, if you're missing something in your life and what should you do?
Well, let me think about that for a minute. So why don't you give me a little bit of information? So when you say you're missing something in your life, what do you think that something is?
Well, I know I'm successful in my business and have a lot of things, but, you know, I have a feeling of emptiness. What is the first step that I should do to, you know, start to change that?
Well, one of the first things that you can do is to start a gratitude journal and just find something that you're grateful for every day. It doesn't have to be something big. It could be, you know, you were able to take a walk or you saw a butterfly or a bird landed on your balcony. It can be anything. Just find one thing to be grateful for every day and you can start to see your life start to change as you start to notice more good things in your life.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in. Do we have another caller? I think we have time for maybe one more question. Hi, this is Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm wondering, can you tell me a little bit about your program and what it entails? Is this therapy? What exactly is your program? How can you help me?
Well, one thing I do want to say, no, this is not therapy. What I do is we go on a journey together. We look at what's going on in your life and what you want to focus on. And from there, we make a plan together. So we work in partnership. And once we have that plan, then we strategize on different ways to make your goals happen. And I use a lot of different modalities to get that accomplished with you. For example.
Okay, great. And
go ahead.
How long is a typical session?
Most of the sessions run for 75 minutes, depending on the program that you choose. But we can go into, I can have you reach me on my website, or you can send me an email at info@sophiaelcock.com to set up an appointment so that we can discuss what programs might be most beneficial to you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
And just so you know, just to give you a little bit of information, I do work with Reiki. I also do guided meditation as well as hypnosis. I do Psych-K for belief change. And we can incorporate any of those into your program as it looks beneficial at the time.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, I look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome, you will.
Okay, great. Well, it looks like we're out of time for today. So thank you, everyone, and I am wishing you joy, passion, and magic. Have a great day.